Hey, what is up, guys? Your boy Johnny Buck here in a Day Zero podcast, doing a weekend review. Today is the January 2023. I'm also going live in my private Facebook group today as well, just because I want to. I like going back and forth with how I record this. I like any interaction, answer some questions on occasion. Small groups, we don't get a ton of interaction, but I keep that way on purpose. And I really moved most of my content to my personal Facebook page for now because I don't fucking care, honestly. So a little housekeeping stuff. If you are on the podcast recording, whatever it is, please do me a favor, like, subscribe, share, all that stuff. If you guys are watching in the private Facebook group, check out Day Zero Podcast, right? It's Day Zero Podcast with Johnny Buck. Like, subscribe, all that good shit. But I wanted to, kind of touch on some things. That let me see if I can add more. Oh, I can. I'm gonna add to my personal page. Beautiful. I think we're going live. Nope. Look at that. Now I'm doing multiple. Look, I'm learning shit, learning things. All right. So what I want to do is I want to talk about this past week. Man, this past week has been really fucking good. I am working with Mike Claudio, Winrate Consulting. In the Hall of Fame program, is one of his highest one of his highest programs he has, and it's been really fucking good for me, and it's given me a lot of clarity on things. It's helped me just be happier in general, right? You know, a lot of stuff. If you guys have been following me for a while, you know, I Hate Johnny Buck, been around for a while, and mostly that was based off because I just wasn't happy with myself. I wasn't satisfied with myself, which I talked about a good bit in one of the previous podcasts. But talk about this week. It's been really fucking awesome. I've got my eye back in check, you know, with the autoimmune and shit. It's muscle something. I don't know what the fucking know what it's called. It's a crossover over disease. So I have a little bit of all the symptoms, which is great. That's why we thought it was lupus, or it's why it started out as lupus. But doing really well with that. Had a few off days with that, but nothing bad. Really, I felt good with it because everything I did was, you know, for the most part, very small exception to what I can and can't eat. It's been nice. I feel better. Mental clarity is a lot better. There's less of a mental fog, stuff like that. So I'm feeling a lot better in general when it comes to overall health. But, you know, so I've got a bunch of stuff done. We ended up canceling our white belt tournament, which we wanted to run. Some scheduling issues. Some other stuff came up as well. And then we're going to go ahead, you know, I'm really pushing forward with a lot of things. So I just came off antibiotics for a UTI. So I haven't been lifting, but I've been not negotiating with myself as much. I found out something I did a lot. So what I did was I wrote, you know, if you guys see on my Facebook post, I wrote that. I'll talk about it again this week in more detail, but we did what Mike calls a championship day, or a championship legacy sheet. It's basically where we talk about why we do the things we do. And it's something I've always struggled with purpose. It's my purpose. One of the things I struggle with a lot is why I do the shit I do. I know I want to do things in general. One of the other guys in the group, another one of the coaches, he said something that really fucking clicked for me. Sam Kaufman. It really fucking clicked for me. What my purpose is, why I do these things. So I started, you know, I've been an athlete most of my life. I started I graduated high school, ended up going to college to get a teaching degree. My initial plan was to go back to the high school I went to, teach biology or some sort of science, and then coach wrestling as well, right? A lot of that, and then I decided to get into MMA instead. So I bought into an MMA gym, started coaching. I did some personal training. I did quite a bit of personal training, nutrition, fitness, life type, you know, basic lifestyle type stuff, you know, real simple, nothing crazy. You know, I did work with some college athletes, higher level college athletes. I still work with a couple Olympic hopefuls for track and stuff, but, you know, very small with that. But, you know, again, helping people, giving people other things, right? And then I got into my own business, completely on my own. And all I do now is run Rogue Combat Club. I do business con- business coaching consulting for MMA gyms, or martial arts gyms. And yeah, so I've always been doing something to help people. And I finally figured it out, like what my purpose is. You know, so I wrote it down. You know, you guys can see on the videos what it is, and I'll share it. I think I did share my story already. But anyways, my purpose is to empower, inspire how those willing to do the work can achieve more than they imagine. Example, right? That's my purpose. I finally fucking figured out how to put it in words. And I used to get frustrated. I want to fucking help people. I would yell, right? I would get mad. Much more explosive than I am now, or more consistently explosive. But yeah, my purpose is to empower, inspire, and show others how those willing to do the work can achieve more than they imagine by being the example. That was fucking huge for me. Like that literally, it clicked this weekend. This is one of the best weeks of my life. I've got a tattoo of New Orleans 2018 on my arm. That was the week that really this journey, I really do think, or started. You know, I was with my wife, or my now wife, for a week. You know, we were in New Orleans for a week because it was cheaper to be there for a week. I'm not going to go into all of it today, but that was a big week for me. And this past week's been big as well. The interesting thing is both times have been as a client, I guess, as someone on the receiving end of education. On a receiving end of what I want to do is help people. It's been really fucking good for me. So I'm really happy with it, right? You know, some big wins on this. So, you know, the biggest win for me this week is I actually have a purpose. I have my purpose on paper, like right here as well. My purpose is on paper. I know exactly why I'm here. And this allows me to guide myself and self-correct and self-regulate. You know, I have, I think, 10, 12 people on payroll. I'm the leader for them. A lot of them are young men and women who haven't had the opportunities that I've had, or, you know, I didn't have the opportunity they have now, you know, so I'm really leaning on that. I want to help people. I'm very adamant about this, and I've been talking about it for a long time. I don't give a fuck if you ever get good at jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai in my gym. You absolutely will, by a byproduct of you have to work hard to be there. It's part of the product. I want you to be a better person. I want you to be a better human when you leave, right? That's a big thing for me. You know, I'm not going to go into a ton of shit today, you know, because I want, you know, you guys not to have spend your entire fucking whatever you're doing listening to. You know, that's been big for me. I'm going to talk about things I want to accomplish, you know, because I have legitimately been afraid to, and I'll talk about it. I've been afraid to come out and say what it is that I'm going to do. My fear of failing, right? This is one of the biggest things. My fear of failure is so fucking big that a lot of the times I won't say what I'm doing. I won't say what I'm working just because of the things that I'm worried may come back. What if I do fail? You know, what are they going to say then? Hindsight doesn't fucking matter, right? And one of the things that I'm going to start doing, one of my favorite quotes of all time is the man in the arena by Teddy Roosevelt. He just straight laid it out there, man. It's not the critic who counts, right? It's not the person it's not the couch potatoes. It's not the motherfuckers on the outside telling you. It doesn't fucking matter what they think. It literally doesn't matter what they think. And a lot, you know, what I have been really good at for a long time is pulling the trigger and doing stuff. I've been very private about it. Now, I'm not going to talk a ton about it because it's just not who I am. The only reason I talk about what I'm doing, because I think it is important, it goes back to my purpose. I'm trying to empower people to understand if they work, they can have these things. If you're watching the video, you got some nipples right there. I'll take that shirt off. It's hot as shit. You know, if you do the work, you can fucking... Excuse me. If you do the work, you can have whatever the fuck you want, right? Had I started this mentality, had I actually understood this younger at an earlier age, I can't imagine where I'd be right now, you know? So that's one of the things that I'm talking about is having my purpose. And the reason I'm telling you is I want you guys to understand I am not fucking special, right? I'm not doing anything you guys can't do. I'm probably doing things that you guys can do better, but the difference is I'm doing them, right? That's something that I think it's really important you guys understand, and I want to make it, I'm going to continue to make it public because I understand that it's fucking scary, right? My biggest fear, my fear, the fear of failing is astronomical. Fear of letting other people down is ridiculous, right? I had a conversation with Mike this week, you know, I was down in Greenville, so one of those super fucking cool place. And it was close, you know, we did it in person, and that's scary, by the way. I started negotiating my goal for this year because maybe my guys can't hit it. Maybe they're not willing to do the work. Maybe we're not set up for it. So I started, we're 20 some days into the year. We're 3 weeks into the year. We had 49 left. And I fucking was already negotiating that because I was afraid that because I said something to them that we weren't going to hit it. So that's been it's been a fucking revelation for me. It's been super powerful. And I think and again, the reason I'm telling you guys is I'm sure, I know for a fucking fact, somebody else out there has a big fucking dream that they don't want to talk about, right? That they don't want to say out public because they may fail. You're going to fucking fail. I just happen to fail quietly because I don't say anything. So that's something I'm going forward with. So yeah, discovering my purpose this week was fucking huge. It was one of the things that it was just one of the things that gave me a lot of clarity, you know, and it's because I was around people who are better than me, who are ahead of me. Not, you know, I put air quotes on better. They're not really better than me. They've just been doing it, right? And, you know, where I'm strong, they may be weak and vice versa. It was a true mastermind thing. One of the guys at the thing asked a question, and he got like 7 or 8 different answers. All good answers. Mine was the best. But, you know, they're all good answers because of different levels of experience. You know, I told him, I'm like, hey, if you can't do it, refer it out to somebody else. But because your shit is so much better, when they go to that other person, they'll probably come back to you, but hey, man, can you do what I asked? You know, I know you're busy, but yeah, I can absolutely do it, but it'll cost you this much more, and we can't get there for 4 to 6 months or whatever the timeline is. So, you know, that's just my belief on things. You know, I'm, again, this kind of goes back to why I'm afraid to talk about, why I have been so afraid of talking about my goals is I don't like letting people, hey, man, I can build you this house and I can't build that house. That's hard for me. So I think that's a big reason on why I've been so hesitant because I don't want to let people down. Again, it doesn't fucking matter what you guys think for the most part, but it is what it is. You know, it's something I'm working on. And I'm super excited to have that figured out. So that's been a big one. So I want to talk about what has been so fucking scary because I made it public. I put it on the face space for a little bit of accountability. So, you know, here are the things that I'm going to do. All right. These are my goals. And I want you guys to either cheer me on, cheer me on, help me out, or get the fuck out of the way. Yeah, I really don't care. That's what I'm looking for. So I'm going to build a mega complex for my gym. What does that look like? I don't know exactly yet, right? I've got some ideas in my head. I think the last number was 80,000 square feet. So 80,000 square foot building. And it's not just a gym, by the way. It's not like fucking Rogue Combat Club only. It's going to be a lot. But that's going to be a big part of it is, a mega building. I think I can do it. I can probably do it a little bit less, but that's what I'm looking at, 80,000 square feet. Again, I got to figure out exactly what I'm still working on the exact clarity, right? But I know the direction I want to go. I'm going to get bigger, stronger, and leaner because I think it's important, right? I want to build resilience. You know, being sick, being having autoimmune sucks. Being bedridden for 4 days fucking sucked. Losing 30 pounds in a month sucked. Not by choice. So I'm going to do things. I'm not going to negotiate those standards. You know, a lot of the times it becomes difficult. So I will own the most perfect fucking tract of land in the mountains to grow my family on. What does that look like? Well, waterfalls and rivers and shitload of fucking land no one can bother me on. I will own that. I have absolutely no fucking doubts about that. I will run one of the most sought after, I'm not going to tell you what kind of business because it's not, I'm not allowed to yet. But yeah, I'm going to run one of the most successful businesses in the world. Like, it would be one of the most sought after businesses in the world. I believe I can do that. I know I can do that. Right. And the last thing, I will have $1 million a year personal income. Why? I want to. I want to be able to do whatever the fuck I want. All right. Pulling in $1 million a year, I will absolutely fucking do that. It will be a mixture of coaching and business, you know, Rogue Combat Club, public speaking, other engagements, rental properties. I will pull in $1 million in personal income a year. On top of my mega complex, on top of the most awesome fucking piece of property you've ever seen. The one I'm looking at right now is 2,500 acres. It's fucking sweet. It's got like 17 waterfalls and shit. So hopefully it's still there when I want it, when I can afford it. I'm gonna run one of the most successful consulting businesses on earth, period. That's what it is, right? And I'll make a shitload of money. So that's what I'm doing. Like, that's the first time I've said that without fear. Like, that's the first time I've said that without fighting tears or being nervous about whatever it is. And that's been big for me. It's fucking huge. I don't need anybody else's validation. I know why I'm doing this. I know I'm doing this because I want to empower and show people how they can do shit. And they can do anything they fucking want to if they do the work. And I feel like I'm doing the work. For the first time, I feel like I'm doing work. The clarity is there. The understanding is there. And it makes me happy. I'm proud of it, you know? So that's been my week. You know, I'm still not 1,000% on this format, but I like having it out there. Again, this is a lot of this for me. So I want to come back in a year from today, you know, and be like, holy shit. You were excited about that? I'm glad you were, man, but we passed that ship. So it's been big, man. You know, I'm just using this as a way to do two things. One, to get my thoughts out so I can process them a little easier. And two, let you know you're not alone. I remember when I started this business, when I started Rogue Combat Club, I felt like I was on a fucking deserted island by myself. Nobody knew the struggles I was going through. Nobody knew what it was like. Nobody was failing. Nobody was struggling. Nobody had to do the shit I had to do to get the fucking gym open. You know, and then I started listening to Andy Frizzell's MS, and it really fucking helped me. Now, obviously, he was way ahead of me at that time. But it really showed me that what I was doing was right. I was making the right fucking decisions because you do feel alone. Like, you do feel like you are by yourself, you know. And Mike Stewart and I talked about this. A good friend of mine, successful business owner, MMA gym owner in Maryland. We talked about it, you know. It's – and I do believe this. It's lonely at the top is a fucking lie. It's a lie. By no means am I at the top, but I'm not the bottom either, right? And there's different levels to things. When you're at the very bottom, you're with your friends. You're with the people you are comfortable with. You know, people will celebrate who you were, right? I heard that today. People celebrate who you were. Oh, man, Johnny was a great wrestler in high school. Johnny was a great wrestler in college. Oh, Johnny was a great MMA fighter. You know, Johnny was this. Was, motherfucker. Was, and they have a hard time keeping up with where you're at. So as you're leaving the was to who you used to be, the 2005s, the 2009s, the 2016s, the 2020s even, as you're leaving that person who you once were, you're going to feel like you're leaving the people behind you. And that may be the case, right? But the situation is this: you're not leaving them, you're growing. Right? You're becoming the person that you want to be. You're becoming the person you're capable of being. And a lot of that comes with pain. A lot of it is lonely. Because here's what happens. You're leaving your friends that you've known your entire life, you're comfortable with. And you're in this area where you know nobody. Like, you don't know anybody because you feel like you're on your own. The thing is, everybody else in that area, especially business, personal development, they're so focused on themselves that they can't focus on doing other things. So you're not going to see them at the bar. You're not going to see them anywhere. You're going to see them working on themselves if you're in that area at the same time as them. Most likely they're not. I much live my life at one point at my house, at work, at the gym that I ran, and back of the house. That was it. If you didn't find me in the grocery store, you didn't see me, right? Because I was so focused on myself. That's why you feel lonely. But what happens is as you find more success, people are watching. Something else I believe in wholeheartedly is you have an audience, whether you believe it or not. There's somebody watching you right now. There's somebody watching this right now that I don't know, right? 86, 87% of people do not engage on. They watch you. They like what you're doing. They don't give you a thumb up. They don't give you no heart emojis. They just watch you for whatever reason. You know, they're afraid to make the contact because they think you're so far ahead of them or whatever. Because listen, no matter where you're at, you're way ahead of somebody else, right? You know, it's hard to believe that. You know, we don't look at the people behind us. We look at people we aspire to be, but we don't realize how far we've come. You know, I look at some of my shit I've done a year ago, 2 years ago, Jesus Christ. So as you do this, there's people watching you, and the people ahead of you are watching you. They're not paying much attention, but if you keep showing up and they keep seeing you over and over and over again, they'll give you a conversation. They'll give you a tip. All right. Happens a lot. And I think it's super important we understand that, you know, the climb is lonely. Working on yourself is fucking lonely until it's not. And then you're going to be around the fucking people. You know, I met most of that 20 guys this past weekend for the first time ever. And I consider some of my close friends because we've all gone through the same shit. We've all done the same thing. We've gone through the growing pains. Some had it worse than me. Some had it better than me. Some are doing worse. Some are doing better in different areas, right? It's just, you know, one guy was doing like 15 million or something a year. I'm like, what the fuck? And he's fairly successful in his field. I'm running one of the most successful MMA gyms in the country. Like, it's different levels, but it's all because, and we're going to help each other because now we're all climbing to the top. We're near the top or this next top, and we're going to climb together, you know? So it is lonely on time. It is lonely by yourself. You know, I'm very fortunate. I found my wife when I did. I'm very fortunate that I had the people support me, you know, or at least help me along the way. And it's been interesting, you know? So the reason I want you guys to see what I'm putting out there is so you can see you're not fucking alone. All right. This is part of the journey. I'm proof it works, right? I'm doing nothing like I'm supposed to. All right. Did not graduate college and go to use my degree to educate. And I did not do that. I didn't buy a house until I was 36 years old. I bought two houses at that point. Finally got married at 36, you know, 10 years after you're supposed to do that shit. No kids yet. But dude, I'm living my dream. And I live my absolute dream. And you guys can too. That's the point. You guys can do this shit. And it's my purpose to show you that. That's what I learned this week. Is I want to let you guys know you can fucking do this. You have to put the work in. It's not going to be easy. Trust me. I'm working with one of my guys right now. He wants to start a company. I keep asking him why. Why? And all he has told me is things he doesn't like. Not why he wants to do it. So find your purpose. Why do you want to do the things you do? Why are you doing these things? That has been unbelievable for me. It's not easy, by the way. It's not, you're not going to be, what is my purpose? Pick a fucking card and find it, man. It's going to be a challenge, but, you know, pay attention, see what patterns are, you know, arriving and see why you want to do it. So, yeah, it's been a great week for me, man. Looking forward to next week. Got my week planned out. I got a lot of shit I don't want to do that I have to do, but things I'm really focusing on is just being the absolute best version of myself and helping as many of you guys along the way as possible. So, all right, guys, I love you. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. If you're on the Face Space, go subscribe to my fucking podcast so I can be a billionaire. Day Zero Podcast with Johnny Buck. If you guys are watching this live on Facebook, please share with somebody. tag them, do something, because you know, I want to help guys. I want to help you guys. And I think I've got a really interesting look, and you may fucking hate me and think I'm wrong, and that's fine too. Don't fucking follow me. But I know what works for me. I know I've seen work for others, and I want to see you guys fucking win. So, all right, guys, have a great week, and I will talk to you next time. Later.